There was generally hostile reaction to the war in Iraq in most parts of the Arab world, but the U.S. military strike against Iraq was greeted with mixed emotions by one particular group of people living in Amman, Jordan's capital. These are Iraqis who fled their homeland and Saddam Hussein's regime. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Amman.
At a tiny church in the old section of Amman, more than 100 exiled Iraqi Christians attended a special mass marking the start of the war in their homeland. Most of the congregation sat in heavy coats trying to ward off the cold, drizzly weather beyond the church walls. Heavy incense perfumed the air. As the service began, several elderly women at the back of the church wept quietly. One woman who left Iraq 7 years ago said she would like to see the end of Saddam, but she's terrified the friends and family she left in Baghdad will be killed in the American-led attack.
The leadership would not pay a price. It's the people, the civilians who would pay. And all of them are their relatives, their friends, their family. They just want to know, what did they made wrong to deserve all this?
Father Amanuel Stefan Albana, who heads the congregation, says the strain of being away from friends and families in their time of need is too much for some of the Iraqi Christians here.
There was a woman, a Christian Iraqi woman, left Amman yesterday morning, and she arrived in Baghdad in the evening. She went back because her sons are there, and she's thinking of them all the time.
Beyond the walls of Amman's Orthodox Church, reaction to the bombing in Iraq was swift and angry. About 100 lawyers and other professionals demonstrated in downtown Amman, and riot police were sent in to quell a large student protest at a university in the capital city. The Jordanian government is walking a very fine line. The country depends on Iraq for its entire oil supply, yet it's allowed more than 2,000 American troops to base on Jordanian soil. The Amman government says it will not tolerate any widespread public dissent over the war in neighboring Iraq. But Labib Kamhawi, a Jordanian political analyst, says the government would be wise to ease up and allow people to voice their anger.
If the government succeeds in suppressing the anger of the people and not allowing them to express their feelings, this would play straight into the hands of militant people inside the society. And we might see this translating itself in a violent form any moment.
Analysts here say those angry voices in Jordan will likely get louder as the war in Iraq progresses. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Amman.